It's Vikings game plan and the DraftKings star of the week. He's a good one. He's Jerick McKinnon. Winning formula time, Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live, Wobby, Vikings.com. Off that DraftKings Star of the Week, Jerick McKinnon. He's been in the league 4 years. If you look at the Minnesota Vikings as we begin chatting out Vikings football via the winning formula, Jerick McKinnon and a bevy of young players on this team. What excites you guys most about the future of Minnesota Vikings football?
I think if you look at the whole team, I like the way the offense has come along. For so many years with Mike Zimmer, since 2014, it's been the defense is the backbone and it's the identity of the team. And it still is.
Yeah.
But what Pat Shurmur and this offensive staff have done is they've breathed new life into the offense. And it's a group that's scoring mid-20s. Per game, and it's really helping the defense be even better than it was. So I love the future of the offense.
Yeah, Elflein, a rookie, Diggs young in his career, likewise for Adam Thielen, and the big horse, Dalvin Cook, is still in the barn.
I see a guy we don't give enough credit to, Rick Spielman. I like the contracts that he's locked down a lot of these defensive players. The nucleus is going to be around for a while. There are some other guys, of course, you want to get under contract, but I think he's on pace and on path to make sure he re-signs all the guys that are worth re-signing in a timely manner that fits the cap.
You know, this potentially is an impossible question to answer, and we have presented said query multiple times on Winning Formula. But off the performance against Cincinnati, with two games to go, Green Bay now, Chicago to close it, who is the Vikings defensive MVP? I mean, seriously, it's impossible to answer.
Well, originally I was going to say Everson, but that's the easy one. I'm a steal Wobby.
You think
stat.
That's easy?
That's kind of easy. I mean,
a career best sacks, 13 sacks.
Right. Many sacks as he had. He's not going to get to 22 and a half, but, you know, okay. He was on pace. But Kendricks.
Second down and five. Here's Thompson. And what a play that was. Eric Kendricks just came in out of nowhere and blew that thing up.
He flashes every game. He's coming. The Cincinnati game, he came downhill, shot the gap, made a big tackle to kind of get guys going excited. The interception to the house. He's been the spark plug every game and been the most consistent. Leads the team in tackles, as Wobby explained to me.
Yeah.
So I like Eric Kendricks.
And Eric is going to lead this team in tackles 3 consecutive years. A bevy of tackles for loss. But couldn't the argument be made without Linval Joseph doing what he does, Eric can't do what he does.
True. Yeah.
So, I mean, if somebody supports Linval in this mix, how can I argue?
Well, if you look at Mike Zimmer in Cincinnati and in Minnesota, he's had a really good nose tackle type of player in the middle of his defense in both stops. Yeah. And Domata Peko and Geno Atkins in Cincinnati and then Linval here. But those are all stats, and Ron referenced all the Kendrick stats. I'm going to say it's a guy that doesn't get any stats because he doesn't get any action because he's way too good for anyone, and that's Xavier Rhodes.
Wow.
I think when you look at how Mike Zimmer constructs the defense and constructs game plans, he knows that Xavier's got that side of the field locked down. So I think it's a, you know, it's one of those situations where Zimmer's playing chess and everyone else is playing checkers. And I think without Xavier, it'd be checkers versus checkers.
But with 9 tackles for loss, 3 interceptions, a sack and a half, Harrison Smith is all over the defense. He covers run. He covers pass. If somebody argued Harrison, how are you going to argue against them?
You can't. I mean, that's the thing. That's a good problem to have when you don't know who your defensive MVP really is. But I like the Xavier Rhodes take as well because I said A.J. Green Sunday in pregame, he'd have 12 targets, 2 catches.
Oh.
He had 4 targets, 2 catches.
Right.
So that's one of those things where A.J. Green, I didn't even realize he was on the Bengals still.
Right.
I mean, I thought he was Julio Jones at one point.
Of course
so, I mean,
you did.
Just didn't know what was going on.
And the great part about that is you have young – when the defense is this good and is insulated with this many stars, You can throw Mackenzie Alexander in there for 25 snaps a game. You can play with Andrew Sendejo, and he can do his thing and be an enforcer over the middle.
Yeah.
You can play with a rookie linebacker like Ben Gideon. Those guys are insulated by so many other stars that it's a really conducive learning environment for young players.
And by the way, nobody gets behind Trey Waynes anymore.
Yeah.
And he leads all corners on this team in tackles.
Right.
So when they go at him, he stops them. It's what a fantastic defense. That's the winning formula. Hopefully the Vikings have a winning formula and or connection against these Green Bay Packers. It's Border Battle 115. For Wabi and Ron Johnson and everybody with the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.